Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, hello there. How was your week? Was it all right?
Yes.
What was it?
Oh, great. I mean, this is all out of date now because I'm back in the UK, but I never told anybody about the fact that I hosted a social event in France. We invited the only other British people in the village over.
Yes.
Eco Chiefs.
Yes.
And, you know...
How did that go?
Well, not well.
Before we go on, did you tell them about the podcast and the YouTube channel? And no. Are they watching right now?
No, I didn't. But okay. Then I will have seen them again by the time this goes out. In which case, you know.
I just have to read the...
It was really great. Bye!
Let's talk about it at the next YapFest. Oh, no, that's the stream as well.
You don't want to do that because they're already doing that on YouTube and it's not a good idea. Right.
So listen, chickens,
listen,
right?
Chickens, right? Yes.
Chickens.
Those extraordinary complex social creatures that communicate with their chicks before they've even hatched.
They and can see an ultraviolet light.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very clever. I'm going to go on to another reason that they're clever, another thing, that another skill of theirs later.
Yeah.
But
it's about how cockerels can, they do different calls to tell chickens if there's an airborne predator or a land-based predator.
Well, you're not far off. Oh, you're not far off.
Amazing.
So, in fact, it makes sense that there would be a superhero chicken, right?
Of course.
And there is.
There's probably about 50 of them.
Yeah, probably. But this is Super Chicken.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon on... it was part of George of the Jungle. It was Jay Ward and his, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle and all that lot.
It looks very like that.
It does, doesn't it?
Very 60s.
But it's a good theme tune. It's one of those very fast, quick, lots of words theme tune.
Oh, yeah.
So Super Chicken, it was a chicken superhero.
Yeah.
With an alter ego, wealthy Henry Cabot Henhouse III, and a lion sidekick called Fred, who was vegetarian. And that's all you need to know. Let's have a listen to the theme from Super Chicken. This is good.
Okay.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
I mean, kudos to those vocals.
Yeah.
Like, that's
good.
Hard to do it
that,
in unison that clearly.
Yeah.
That's tight. That's tight.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in terms of TV themes, that's up there.
yes, with Grandstand.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll get on to that at some point as well.
The golden age of TV theme tunes was the 70s, I think.
It was. Yeah.
But there was some...
Definitely.
That was a banger. That was an early banger.
There's nothing now that you go... We'll get into TV theme tunes another day, but it's like, you know, there's nothing that you go, oh, I love that theme tune.
No, you're right.
Nobody remembers any of them.
No.
No.
No, no one says that.
No. Nobody says that. So,
I didn't like the Newsnight remix. There, I've said it.
Have you heard of Eve Boswell?
She was she Hitler's wife? No. No, I don't know.
Eve Boswell, born in Budapest.
Okay.
She was a successful pop singer in the 50s.
Okay.
In the UK. So she lived all over the place, like educated in Switzerland.
Yeah.
When she bought out her album, it had 10 songs in 9 different languages. She was pretty groovy.
I tell you what, she never would have had a, you know, done the Pretty Patel blah 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 blah. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, dude, so you say it, mate. Say it. I can't, mate. I don't know. How?
So she was very popular in South Africa as well. I think she lived in South Africa for the last part of her life.
Bad, didn't she?
She did.
She's not good with commitment.
Her biggest hit was this song that we're about to hear.
Oh boy!
Which is called "Picking a Chicken."
Oh God!
And it's our brief foray into the side of chickens, which is related to food. It's a bit of an odd song, I'd say. Let's have a listen and see what you think. It's catchy.
Come to the barbecue and sit by my side. We couldn't choose a better night if we tried. Can't you imagine what a thrill it will be? Picking a chicken with me. It's so romantic. The moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me.
Nothing more romantic.
Nothing
than
more romantic.
Pulling the meat off a carcass.
Fatty fingers. A greasy kiss that lingers on your lips for hours. Gorgeous.
Lovely. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an unexplored genre, the romantic song linked to eating meat.
Yeah.
Feel like there could have been a lot more, but...
A beautiful chicken, it's reared on grass. You eat the gizzard and I'll eat the...
Oh, dear. Wow. So there you go. So listen, you said a second ago, though.
Listen. Yes.
You said about roosters having their different calls.
Yeah.
Well, here's someone who would know. Oh, no, that's not right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can't read it.
It looks good.
Yeah.
How to speak chicken.
How to speak chicken by... Can you read the name on the front there? I forgot.
Melissa.
Melissa Corhi. Corhi or something.
Melissa Bacahahi.
So she is the expert on chicken language.
We covered this in the last podcast. Everybody thinks that they can do good chicken noises.
Well, you can judge her because...
I will.
What?
Harshly.
She has. She's given us some examples of various chicken words, chicken phrases.
Yes.
Sometimes recorded by her chickens. Sometimes her just doing the sound.
I promise you, he did this. It's just I didn't have the chicken recorder on me. But yeah, this is literally. He said,
"Yeah,
can I have a sandwich?" He literally said that. I didn't have the recorder with me, so I've had to do it myself. God, I swear to God, on my life.
So, well, definitely, yeah, as I say, you can judge her again.
I've already done it.
So I've got here a selection of six phrases, chicken phrases. I'd like you to tell me what you think they're saying.
Oh, amazing.
So SQ, all the ones beginning with SQ. Let's have a listen to the first one. See what if you can tell what they're saying.
Okay. Someone tried to make a career out of this. I think it's
a bestseller. Is it not? We didn't win the Booker Prize.
I think it was a racist epithet. I think it was a horrible name calling. No, I think it was saying What's this here? What's going on? It was mild consternation. What's this? What's happening? Curiosity.
Apparently, this is actually just hello. Or no. Hey, or what's up, right, or how are you doing?
She doesn't speak French, chicken.
Bonjour.
What up?
So apparently they say that when they greet you.
Okay.
Let's have a number two. Let's have a listen.
The judging is strong.
That's a real chicken.
Please make sure you've cut my throat before I hit the school bath. It's something like 1 in 50 chickens doesn't. But I'd really rather not feel my feathers being boiled off my skin. Was that the one?
Well, I mean, you know, it could be taken either way.
Sure,
I
think it's sure. Sure.
Are you actually saying that, or is it just, you know?
Yeah.
No, that is according to her, that is that's a broody hen who's on her eggs, and she's saying, "Get away from my eggs, please."
Right.
So similar sentiment, kind of back off
sentiment.
Yeah, don't kill me, don't take my eggs, any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a listen to number three.
Okay. That's a motorboat. That's not a chicken.
Now is she doing that at the back of her throat?
No.
No, she's not.
No.
She's doing the front.
Front throating.
I can't do that. I know. I can only growl. I can't.
Well.
No.
I'm going to say that's like purring. I'm going to say that's a happy sound of being stroked or groomed.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? No, it's not.
No, no.
It's basically if they see a predator, that is warning about that I've seen a predator. It's
right.
Not really
well,
like an alarm.
Is it land-based or air-based? You see,
because that's true.
They have different.
Apparently, yes. If the confirmation, so the growling is like I think something's up, and then there's loud and repetitive alert calls when you go. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It definitely is.
Yeah. It going to kill us. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So number four, let's have a try with this.
All right.
Bop, 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 bop.
I would love to have dinner with this woman.
We should get her on.
Bop, bop, bop.
Bop, bop, bop,
No, I'm not going to go for any more of my vegan diatribing. I'm just going to guess it means, there's plenty of food here.
It does not mean that.
No.
It means basically when a hen's favorite nesting box is already occupied, it's basically saying, I need to use it. I need to lay an egg. Hurry up.
I'm bursting.
Get out of the way.
Get out. I'm bursting. So it's like a nightclub toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Mate,
exactly.
Can you get out, please? I'm bursting.
Yeah. let's have a listen to the next one. Number five.
Okay. I mean, what did she put on her passport under career? Chicken translator.
Chicken expert. Chickenologist.
This soup is rather hot.
That's basically, I've just laid an egg. It's like, look, I've just laid an egg.
Look at my excellent poo, mummy. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I want you all to see. Look at it.
Yeah, look at it.
And we've got two more. Let's have number six.
Okay.
Bop, 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 bop. So that...
I mean...
Good night, girls.
Oh.
It was just suddenly terrifying at the end. So I mean, fair play. She got some interaction there with the chickens.
Yeah, I think they I think they're into it. I mean, there's a bit of a clue at the end there.
Yeah. Let me fluff your pillows.
Edited that out. That is good night.
Good night, girls.
Good night.
Hope the fox doesn't get you.
Yeah, that was a good night. It was a nice, that was a nice calm.
Yeah.
And one more. Let's have a listen to number
okay.
seven.
Okay. No.
The hunt is on.
Is it that?
That's the beginning of that song, isn't it?
Getting to know you. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, all getting to know you.
That 76.
Apparently, they do have Chicken like 100 phrases. No, how many phrases do they have?
100.
30 known types of vocalizations.
Okay.
And
that wasn't
that
one
actually,
of them.
Yeah. That that was her saying that that's what they say when she comes in. That is her chicken name. That is basically what they say please. When they see her.
Oh, please. Please. I think it means please, not the mallet. Not this time. Well, that
so
was
there
lovely.
You go. Yeah, there you go. So now you know how to speak chicken.
Yes, I do.
But obviously, last week we had a little bit of chicken yodeling.
We did.
And it is a very popular genre.
Yeah.
This guy.
Two species riffing together.
There we go. Kerry Christensen.
He looks fine.
He's an American yodeler.
So those aren't lederhosen, they're sort of velvet hosen.
Yes, I would say so. I mean, I haven't touched them.
That's a big old accordion. He's squeezing.
It is, isn't it? He yodels in both the Western and the Alpine style.
Excellent.
And he's good at imitating chickens. He is a freelance yodeler. Became a freelance
threat.
Yodeler. And he's recorded 12 albums. He does teaching yodeling.
Yes.
He released an album called You Too Can Yodel.
Wow.
Which is interesting because I've never heard them do that on any of the records. Although, actually, Bono is a little bit like that. He has spelt it
Bono.
You Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, he has spelt it like that.
I know the Edge was... He did the Tyrolean.
But this guy, Kerry Christensen's also been then hired to do yodeling on a surrealist cartoon called Living Evil.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's where does that come from?
Yeah. Sure.
But let's have a listen to his chicken yodel.
Okay.
Is this chicken. Three? Yeah.
Oh. Some incredible chord progressions there.
Yeah.
From C to G and back again. And then to F.
Yeah, I feel that that yodeling maybe can't be too complex because, you know, once you start yodeling up and down.
I want to hear some jazz yodels. Like, I want to hear,
yodeling.
You know what I mean? I want to
oh,
hear,
be.
Like, a D minor 7th flattened 5th 13th.
Yeah, no, that's I mean, whether I save that for my yodel special or my jazz special, I have got some good jazz. I know that people are resistant to jazz, but I've got some interesting jazz.
Don't fight the jazz.
It's fine.
Don't fight the jazz. Don't fight
if you
the
like
chickens.
The aubergine song, you like jazz. Come on.
Well, exactly. There's the car sticker.
So finally,
the Jazz
in
Council
the whole
of Britain and Wales.
In the whole chicken thing, is a track that was very popular. I mean,
you should have said something like, well, our rack of vainly struggling upside down chickens is inexorably trundling towards the guy with the blunted knife.
Yes.
Whose diaper is full as he waits for his shift to end.
Oh,
every time he closes his eyes, he sees the unblinking eyes and the blood gushing out. And just one last carcass to be. Its wings beating fruitlessly. Go on.
Oh, I'm so glad I chose this.
Yeah, everyone is. They're feeling really good about all their life choices. History will judge you. Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Not me. And
finally,
not you.
Yeah. I've got a song by this band.
Oh, wow.
This
Moody.
Is Tally Hall.
Moody.
Yeah, they're not really. They just, it's
guys
a very moody picture.
In short sleeve shirts with ties.
Different colour ties.
Yeah.
That was their shtick at the time. They had different colour ties.
That's fresh.
We've already heard something by one of them when we heard Christian Bale Is At Your Party, who also did the Shia LaBeouf song. That's Rob Cantor. He's
right.
He's in there somewhere.
Okay.
Before his solo work, he was in a band called Tally Hall, and it's it's fun rock. It's a bit sort of it's not They Might Be Giants, but it's along that line. They defined it as wonky rock.
Okay.
And then people started to try and define wonky rock. So they then said, okay. No, it's not wonky rock. It's fablu.
All right. You can't define us, okay?
Stop it.
We can't be defined. Us. We're so fresh. We're so fresh. We don't fit any genre. We're so fresh.
But in terms of like...
basically reinvented music.
Okay. In terms of songs that you can play with small children, we were talking about earlier, if you don't want to be annoyed by a lot of songs, then Tally Hall's pretty good for that.
Okay.
It worked very well for us when our children were small. Mm. And particularly this song, which is...
the poo-poo song.
No, it's not. It's called Mucka Blucka. And it's basically...
Right.
It's a hip hop chicken, really. I mean, it's great.
I love it.
And they're pretty good. They're pretty groovy. So I mean, certainly kids enjoy this.
Yeah.
I enjoy it too, but it's I have listened to Mucka Blucka.
Okay. Mucka Blucka Mucka Blucka Mucka Blucka Mucka Blucka Mucka Blucka Mucka Blucka. Give up. Yes. And what you won't believe is that they got all of the words right in the first take.
Yeah.
That's very good. I like that a lot.
It's good, isn't it? It is good.
That feels like a good evolution from Slim Gaillard.
Yes, exactly.
And his chicken.
Yeah, exactly. And like updating the whole Muppets chickens doing stuff, I feel like it's
whereas the evolution of chickens and what we have done, David, They're like a Frankenstein. Their soft bones unable to support their weight.
Oh.
Unable to breathe. Their skin burning.
So, thanks again. Oh.
Left to
die. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, and have a lovely weekend.
Ah, don't eat them.
No, just don't eat them.
Don't eat them, man. They're really cool. That was. I really enjoyed that. And you've unearthed some. I like it when you. I mean, I like everything you do, David.
But you.
Apart from the chicken eating, but you unearthed some joyful things there. It wasn't just awful things.
No, exactly.
I mean, I also like it when it's just awful things too.
Yeah, well, we have all sorts on this podcast. The thing is, if you want to hear the bonus podcast, then obviously you have to become a Patreon. And if you do that, and I should have said this last week, although you will know this already if you are a Patreon.
You know this.
Is that the bonus podcasts this week and last week, sorry, it's quite confusing.
That's fine. It's good.
Are going to be some more shout-outs for the Patreons.
Yes.
We've got more songs related, yeah. Specially chosen for the Patreons.
Or if you're posh, shiteites.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will it be Shite your name? Out. Will it? I can see the names.
Yeah, he knows.
I know.
He knows everybody.
One of the rare occasions where I do know this. anyway, if you fancy a shiteite, why don't you head over to patreon.com/nottodaypod?
Yeah.
Wherefore,
if you become a Patreon,
scant amount of money,
I will find a song for you.
He will. He really will. Mm. That is a threat. follow at Dave Yap on Twitter. We've mentioned Instagram before. That's the thing.
YouTube.
Because he's always on
Facebook. Kettler Fisher's on Facebook. You can like us there.
And he's always on TikTok. He's an absolute monster on the TikTok. Following all the For Your Page trends. it's kind of fun growing old. Right. Just letting go of opportunity. It's a good feeling.
It's good. It is good.
Have a good week.
So, yeah.
And we'll see you.
Lovely
see
week.
You next time. Sans doute. Yes. All right. Lots of love.
Yes.
Bye.
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 This has been a Swanburst Media production.